You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Take Holden, remember me. Unspoken love between us. Hearts open.
Ernie Bell, kia ora. How are you this morning, Amy?
I'm good.
Nice to have you in the studio on a day where you've released a brand new single, Pit Stop. We've been loving Stay Golden, and I'm really loving the new direction that you're moving into. It feels like a really confident sound space. I mean, your first album had that confidence as well, but there's something exciting about this new territory. How have you been feeling creating these tracks?
Yeah, good. It feels like a natural progression. I think those Stay Golden and Pit Stop are more in a similar realm to each other than the rest of the album. Like, it's a little bit of a mixed bag.
Yeah, that's nice.
I think I'm a bit of a mixed bag.
I was going to say, I think that's what we want slash expect from you, because anybody who's seen you play recently will have been, I think, really impressed by the dynamic that your band has together on stage and the ways in which you're all kind of bringing these songs to life. Thinking about Te Ari Kelly whipping out a sitar at the Point Chev Raza. Yeah. That was insane. Where did that sort of conversation start?
Well, she learned sitar years ago when she was a teenager, and she played for, like, in all the Indian festivals and things like that. She was taught by an amazing sitar player called Basant. And so it was only natural to kind of pull out of the bag everyone's different talents and put them to use.
With the previous record, you wrote that over quite a long period of time. You had songs that had been in the vaults for years, and that felt like a really beautiful journey that album took to come out into the world. With the new record, Not Your Cupid, great name, what's the process been like? Has it been a much shorter time frame for this one?
Yeah, for sure. It was just a mixture of maybe a few songs that I'd written throughout the year since Venus's Home was released, and then once I had a deadline through Flying Nun, it was like, oh.
Something like having your homework due.
Like 2 months, I was just sitting in my room every day trying to come up with material. But, I think I work well under pressure, so thankfully...
Deadlines help.
Got there in the end.
Totally. What is a sort of Ernie Bell songwriting process like for you? Because I imagine it's quite different depending on what it is you're channeling or tapping into, but generally, how do you go about it?
Just trying to play around with chord progressions on the guitar and then hoping to find a melody within that, and then the writing I sort of place into the melody, but trying to expand that sort of style of writing because it can be a bit boring sometimes.
Maybe for you. I think for the listeners it doesn't feel boring, but I can understand, you know, when you're in that kind of creation space.
Yeah, you can get stuck in a rut.
Totally, yeah. How have you, like, pushed through that when you've been writing for this record? Because especially when you've got a deadline, you just kind of have to get it done. What are some of the, like, techniques you use to get past those blocks?
Well, funnily enough, it was a week before recording and I needed 2 more songs, so I was really under pressure. And so I'd been kind of going around and around in a a rut. And I decided to stop and pray to the potential muse gods.
Get
to
them
please
out there.
Bring me a song, and
it worked.
And then it worked, and it's the first song on the album. So that was a new technique that worked.
I love that.
Praying.
Hot tip for any songwriters in a rut right now: put the paper away, get down on your knees, have a little moment.
Yeah.
With bringing music to your extremely storied band, you've got people who come from very different backgrounds playing with you. And that's something that I think is part of the magic of seeing you guys all play together, is there is like a wonderful mix of styles and vibes that work so well when you are performing. What's it like when you're fleshing these songs out with them? How does that process work?
Well, luckily it's a pretty special bond, and it just happens naturally. Like, I'll bring the song and it just happens.
So apart from Te Ari Kelly, who else has been working on this project?
So the whole band, really. So I brought the music to Roundhead for a week of recording and we just fleshed out each song.
Oh, wicked.
All together. So it was quite a collaborative experience.
And what a space to do it in as well, because it seems to me like a lot of the process for Venus's Home came from a lot of home recording spaces, a lot of like DIY processes, and that energy still feels true in this album, but put in that crucible that is Roundhead, that must have been quite an exciting experience.
Yeah, it was great. It was amazing. And everything just went super smoothly and it was just magical and
Your videos are always really evocative, Amy, and I know you've got a background in costume and you come from this like film world as well.
Yeah.
So that always feels really strong in the language that you're using to like explore Ernie Bell. What were you thinking about? What was on the sort of metaphorical mood board, if there was one, for this record?
I think it was maybe just this sort of 60s inspiration, like the Stay Golden video is sort of inspired by a live performance of the sort of Elvis era, TV era.
Yeah.
And that obviously is sort of in a similar world to Pit Stop, but it's more of a rural late 60s isolated vibe. Sort of reminds me of my nana, what she used to dress in. So that era, I think.
I love how your Nana recurs throughout your processes.
Forever haunted.
Yeah, in a good way. It feels like a lovely kind of warmth that comes through when you're singing either directly about her or just that energy in the stuff. You also have a lot of your family kind of wrap around this project too. When you're, you know, working in your Ernie Bell headspace, do you talk about it with people, or are you very like get the ideas, you know, done in your own head before you bring them out to others?
Yeah, no, it's all internal.
Yeah.
Until I might, you know, share something that I'm working on just to kind of sniff out a reaction.
See how it's going in the real world.
Yeah, but it's funny because a lot of the demos that I might show to people, they're really unimpressed, and then they end up being made into a song. They're like, oh, now I get it. Like,
you got to have that good, honest, brutal family feedback. Yeah. Like, no, I don't
like
that one.
Okay.
You're like, no, actually, you saying that makes me feel more confident because I actually really know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, it just gives me a push to prove them wrong.
Hard. Pit Stop is the new song. It's out today. And you're also heading off on tour, which is very exciting. Not your Cupid, the album tour. You'll be playing a couple of shows in Pōneke at the Polish Association, which is very cool. Here in Tāmaki at the Winter Garden on the 8th of December. That'll be lush.
I know. I'm excited. It's the biggest venue we've played at, so fingers crossed.
Buy a ticket, come along. And your record is coming out on the 10th of November via Flying Nun. With Pit Stop, what were you thinking about? I mean, you don't have to reveal your secrets necessarily, but what were you thinking about when you were creating this track?
Well, I just started, I guess, with wanting to write a track that was kind of an ode to all these 60s girl group pop, 60s pop. And then obviously all the themes in that they're all love stories, and this one was about waiting on a lover or a message or mail. Not that we get mail anymore, but you know, like,
still feels magic when you do.
Even notifications.
Yeah. the little red light.
Yeah.
Hey, Amy, congratulations on the new single. We're going to have a listen to it right now. Very excited to hear the rest of the record in just a couple of weeks, which is very cool.
It's crazy.
We will catch you on tour very soon. Thanks for popping in.
Thank you.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.